A blue light press a metallic letter roll letters drop to the center and form a word. Entertainment 1. It morphs into a logo with the text T1. Dimension Films. An animated schoolboy rides a roller coaster which becomes the letter U for the logo of Troublemaker Studios. Daytime, a set of gates with the word Troublemaker atop them swing open to a theme park.
Hello everyone! We want to welcome a very special guest to our park today, the president's daughter.
A little blonde girl waves.
Hello, Alexandra. Where's your father?
He'll be here. I'll make sure of it.
Well, hey there, little Miss First Lady.
I'm Dinky Winks, owner of this fine establishment.
Are you ready to ride the ride and shrill to the thrill, spills, and chills?
Yes, I am.
Right this way!
Of course, right behind me, the world-famous whippersnapper. Guaranteed to make grown men howl like a cup whoop at weaning time.
She yawns.
Over on our left.
A nerve-wracker!
Oh, painful. Good fun.
On your other left is, my personal favorite. A vomit. Now, you tell people not to ride it on a full stomach. But you know, folks, they just don't listen.
He opens an umbrella which gets splattered with vomit.
What? Why bother with any of those? You're here for my latest and greatest. Your personal amusement and complete gratification. I humbly offer.
The juggler.
He gestures to a tall tower with four hydraulic arms holding bubble pods.
But is it fast?
Is it fast? Well, let's see, shall we? The riders are strapped into the bubble.
A family gets into one of the pods.
The hydrobot lifts the bubble high into the air.
The giant arms carry the pods up the tower.
And spins it round and round as fast as the United States government will allow.
The pods spin until they become a blur.
Bubble spins, turns, flips, and bounces.
The arms rotate.
And then it juggles you.
The hydraulic arms juggle the pods high in the air. Alexandra beams. A small team of bodyguards in dark suits and sunglasses stand behind her.
I want to go on!
I thought so. Now understand, the override precautions are top-notch. Modified by yours truly. Thought her father was supposed to be here.
The president has more pressing business than to spend an entire Sunday in a theme park.
No one's that busy.
Alexandra secretly takes the override key and sits in a pod.
We'll take it a little slow. Just make it fun.
The arms take the pods up the tower and suddenly stop. She raises the safety harness and climbs out of the pod.
Can't you get her down? Somebody's jammed the override.
Why, that little troublemaker.
She walks along the arm to the tower.
Remain calm. Remain calm. We are the Secret Service. Everything is under control.
There's nothing we can do, sir.
What?
The weight of our ages will prevent us from ascending the shaky precipice on which she now stands. She'll fall.
Don't we have any smaller agents?
Two guards nod and one of them uses a walkie-talkie.
Bring me agents SK-1 and SK-2.
Coming through. Let's through.
A guard pushes Carmen, a lean teen girl, and Juni, a curly-haired tween boy, through the crowd.
We're ready.
Use this. The latest gear.
We get to keep them afterwards?
No. Oh, yes, of course.
Let's rock.
They scale the tower.
You sure they can handle us?
If not, there are two others who can. Bring me agents SK-3 and SK-4 as backup.
Carmen spots two children below.
We got company.
Juni puts on dark glasses which flip out into telescopic lenses.
Gary and Gertie, what are they doing here? Ugh.
Carmen reaches a control panel. She plugs in a mini computer monitor. Juni climbs towards Alexandra. A harpoon with ropes attached to it shoots past him. Gary, a tall teen, abseils up the tower.
Excuse me there, sport.
Where did you get that?
Latest in electrolyzer technology. With new composite materials and AI brainiology. I can see you don't know what I'm talking about.
Barry, this is my rescue.
We'll take it from here.
Lay this gear in my butt.
No, you just make it worse.
A guard tampers with the controls. The juggler's arms spin rapidly as Gary reaches Alexandra.
Get away from me!
Alexandra, take my hand!
Back off! I want my father to come up here and get me.
But he's the president of the United States.
No, he's my father. He was my father before he ever became president, and he should still be my father now. I want him up here.
Sir, we have a situation.
She's got the transmoker.
This is now a code red situation. Get her down now!
The point is, you and your father need to have a talk. Up here may not be the best place. Come with me and I promise you the two of you will have that talk.
How can you promise that?
I'm level 2. I can order him to talk to you.
He shows his ID. Gertie, a girl with pigtails, joins Carmen at the control panel.
Hi, Gertie.
What you doing?
I'm trying to stop the run.
Without disengaging the axis?
Exactly.
Then stop what you're doing. You see, the ride is designed to work like a giant magnet. If you reverse the polarization, bye-bye, Preston Scudder.
She puts on computerized finger caps and presses some buttons. The arms stop revolving.
See you around.
Junie prepares to abseil down with Alexandra.
Wait. I took this from my father's office this morning. Sure, I'll want it back.
Careful!
Look, Cortez, you take her down, and I'll take this down. That way we both look good.
I'm not doing this for looks, Gary.
Gary takes the transmuker, a palm-sized disc. Junie and Alexandra rappel down. The bodyguards search them.
Thank goodness you're all right, Alexandra. I'm worried sick.
Oh, boys! I think this is what you're looking for. She swiped it from the president.
Oh, you're in big trouble this time, Missy.
He takes Alexandra to a car.
Wait a minute. I promised her she could talk to her father.
Oh, she'll talk to him, all right. We'll make sure of that.
Alexandra's eyes widen as the car speeds away. The transmuker is placed in a small case and is winched up to a helicopter. Gary smirks at Junie and gets into a smaller helicopter. The propellers spin and he takes off. Junie watches as Gary does a loop and soars further away. Carmen joins Junie.
Promise me one thing.
What?
No more rinky-dink assignments.
Dusk. The view travels over a vast ocean. A Robert Rodriguez movie. Title, Spy Kids 2, Island of Lost Dreams. Now at the Cortez's Spanish villa, Ingrid, a slim redhead, sits at her vanity table as Carmen stands beside her. They both wear evening dresses.
So, you want the Yukata assignment, huh?
Your duties are assigned to you by the agency. Same as everyone, same as me.
I know, it's just that we've learned so much. Junie and I are more than capable of taking bigger assignments.
But that's not your decision to make. The Spy Kids organization is still new, and if you're a level 3 or even a level 2, you cannot go on a mission alone. You need more experience.
The mirror becomes a computer screen.
Okay, Mom, if you're looking for top secret information, just go straight to the source.
Welcome to the Pentagon.
How did you do that? You can't do that. There is no hacking in this household.
I know. Sorry.
Show me that again.
Meanwhile, Gregorio, a hunky man, combs Junie's curls.
I know. This hair thing is one of my weakest points. Wait a minute. You want to look cool. In fact, you're looking cool already. Like me. Like Papi. And he's kind of emotional. To me, you know? Uh-uh. I'm not. We are gonna...
Junie screws up his face in pain. He pats Junie's curls.
You want me to tie it for you?
No, it's okay. Ralph can do it.
A robot bug crawls onto his shoulder.
Bow tie, Ralph. And not too tight.
Ralph deftly makes a neat bow of Junie's black tie. Gregorio touches his own tie and regards Ralph's work.
Thanks, Ralph.
Ralph jumps into his hand. Junie pockets it.
Interesting. But he can never ever replace me.
He adjusts Junie's tie.
Not yet, but I think that new upgrade comes in next week.
Uh-huh. Gregorio nods.
Only joking.
Junie leaves. Nighttime, Ingrid and her children climb out of a car.
Thank you. Okay, remember kids, this is a very important night for your father. Now, if he's named director of the OSS, be sure to stand up, give him a big hug, all right?
What if Dad doesn't win?
Well, then give him a bigger hug.
Now at a party.
Washa Carmen, Huang Ying Lai Dao OSS.
Oh, Miao Ying Wei Ling, this is Danielle and Dion Duke.
Hello.
They created InfoLeak, sort of an online trading system for swapping international secrets.
Junie looks around the crowded courtyard and joins his sister.
Oh, hey.
Hello.
Champagne?
Can't have any of that.
Sorry.
Something doesn't feel right. No wonder your buddy's here. Your buddy with the weird laugh.
He does not have a weird laugh.
We were just talking about you.
Really?
Gary quickly stops laughing.
Wow, you look great, Carmen. You want to dance?
Sure.
I don't think that's a good idea, Gary. Family rules say you need to ask my father's permission.
You know, you should have had that suit tailored, Junie. It's bunching up around your gut, and it makes your head look way too big.
You have to excuse my little brother. He's still a little upset about the juggler incident.
And good agent controls his temper.
Gary winks at Junie.
Just be glad my dad isn't here. He gets really psycho about this sort of thing. Hi, Dad. You remember Gary? He's in our organization.
I was just asking your daughter for a dance.
Do you know how to dance?
Fairly well, sir.
What kind of dances?
All types of dances.
What about tango?
Yes.
Mambo?
Fairly well.
Fumba?
Yes.
Cha-cha-cha.
Seven steps.
Basado?
Mm-hmm.
Merengue?
Of course.
Gregorio meets Junie's gaze and then eyes Gary.
What about waltz?
Yeah, I can waltz.
Show me.
Flustered, Gary starts to dance with Carmen.
Right.
Gregorio and Junie double over with laughter and quickly straighten up as Gary finishes his demonstration.
Something like that.
Right. You can go to dance.
He grins and whispers into Junie's ear.
Watch your sister.
Junie nods and walks away. He peers at the waiters suspiciously. They wear red jackets, sunglasses, and tall metallic hats. A group of bodyguards step side to side. Junie walks over to them and peers between them. He finds Alexandra dancing alone within the group and frowns.
Alexandra?
Yes?
What are you doing in there?
Dancing.
Do you always carry this many Secret Service around?
My dad's idea. He's gotten a little paranoid.
Well, would you dance with me?
No.
All right, hold on a second, guys. Level two, break it up.
The bodyguards part.
Why not?
I only dance ballet.
What an incredible coincidence.
He does a ballet leap.
So do I.
Alexandra's face lights up. Junie removes his jacket and tosses it away. It lands on Gary's head. Junie and Alexandra race towards each other and leap as they pass. She sways her arms gracefully and raises her eyebrows at him. He does a cartwheel and extends his arms. She launches herself at him and he holds her high above his head.
Well, Jenny, I must say, you're a man of many talents.
He lowers her to the floor.
One tries.
Felix, a mustached man, clinks on a glass.
Could you find your seats? We're ready to start.
must go.
She backs away from Junie and her guards circle around her.
Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States.
The President steps up to a podium and reads from a teleprompter in front of him.
Thank you. I am proud of the OSS and their newly formed Spy Kids Division for their outstanding accomplishments yesterday. Gary and Gertie Giggles not only saved my daughter.
What is he talking about? I saved her!
But more importantly, if not most importantly, they safely retrieved the Transmooker device that my daughter accidentally took from my office earlier that day. Now it's my great pleasure to announce the new director of the OSS, Gregor...
The words on the teleprompter change from Gregorio Cortez to Donegan Giggles.
Donegan Giggles!
The Cortezes watch in shock as Donegan, a balding man, goes to the podium.
Gary and Gertie Giggles are the kind of agents we need to turn the OSS around. I am proud to award them these Level 1 badges, which will enable them to take on real missions. Something challenging, like the Yukata assignment.
Yes! I wanted that assignment. This is so unfair.
I am proud to claim them as our organization's top spy kid operatives.
Something's not right.
And I'm also proud to claim them, of course, as my children.
This is all wrong.
To our spy kids.
All the adults raise their champagne glasses and drink. They clutch their heads and collapse. Some fall face first into their dinner. Carmen checks her unconscious parents. She dips her finger into their champagne.
Sleepers.
They're after the transmooker device!
A waiter takes the transmooker from the president's pocket. Two spy kids pull shut a gate blocking the waiters. More spy kids gather around the waiters and flex their arms. Carmen steps forward, glaring.
Take him down.
The children attack, waiters go flying and land in pasta dishes. A waiter stands on a table. One spy kid pulls the tablecloth from under his feet, making him fall. Three toddler spy kids kick a waiter as he struggles to get up. Gary jumps onto the back of the waiter with the transmooker. The waiter pushes him off. Jets of flames shoot out from Gary's shoes and propel him around the room. Junie karate chops the air and kicks a waiter. Another grabs him from behind. Junie throws him over his shoulder. Gertie faces off with a waiter and presses a button on her bracelet. Her pigtails twirl like propellers. She rises off the floor and kicks the waiter in the chest. Gary tackles the waiter with the transmooker and the device falls. Junie picks it up.
Back off, squirt!
Gary snatches it. They grapple. The transmooker rolls across the floor and a waiter grabs it. Holding guns with yellow spirals, Carmen and two other spy kids confront him. He holds up the transmooker. It emits a red light and the guns stop working. Carmen tosses her weapon aside and charges. She kicks him and backflips away. She picks up two metal spoons and twirls them like knives. She throws them at the waiter and they stick to his metal hat like magnets. She grabs two more spoons and frowns as the room trembles. She stares wide-eyed as the spoons float up from her hands. A flying saucer hovers high above the courtyard. All the spy kids stare up as everything metal flies upwards towards the saucer. Carmen looks at the waiters who stand together in a formation. In a flying saucer, a lever shaped like a magnet is pushed forward. The waiters shoot up and their hats stick to the underside of the saucer. The saucer zooms away into the night. The adults wake up. Carmen and Gertie rush to Gary and Junie, who continue to fight.
Junie, get off of him!
The president frantically searches his pockets.
No, they took the transmuter device! They took the transmuter device!
Gary points at Junie. Carmen lowers his arm. Everyone stares at Junie. Donegan shakes his head. Junie looks around in disbelief. The adults fold their arms and glare at him. Daytime words on a huge orange building read OSS Junior. In the lobby, Junie stares at a framed photo of himself on a wall featuring the Tech Spy Kid of the Year. A worker takes it down and replaces it with a picture of Gary. Meanwhile, Gary, Gertie, Donegan and Gregorio amble towards the lobby.
I had the transmuter in my hand, but, you know, Junie, he wanted to claim it for himself.
Okay, that should do it. Thank you, son.
Right.
If that transmuter device falls into the wrong hands, we're doomed.
Thank you, Mr. President. That'll be all.
We're doomed!
Understood, sir.
He hands Gregorio a scroll and pats his shoulder empathetically. Gregorio and Junie share a sorrowful look. Now the flying saucer sweeps over tropical forests surrounding the ruins of an Aztec city. The waiters drop on top of a pyramid and slide down its sides. One of them hands the transmuter to their leader, who inspects the device closely. Later at home, Junie watches Floops Fugles on TV. Junie steps away miserably. One of Floop's Thumbs, a life-sized robot made entirely of thumbs, gives Junie his lunch.
Thanks.
He takes the bowl to the dinner table and lifts the spoon to eat. Carmen sits beside him.
I was fired.
I know. I hacked into the OSS data files and saw the news. It was partly my fault, I suppose. I'm sorry.
Well, I guess that's that.
Let's go to the treehouse. I got an idea.
Next, they walk out of the house.
I guess I could always set up a small detective agency out here or something.
You're thinking small again, Junie.
The old treehouse needs another helicopter pad.
It needs a paint job is what it needs.
She opens a security panel on the tree trunk and inputs a code. A rusted metal door slides down. The siblings step inside.
Your name?
Carmen Elizabeth Juanita Ecos Cabrava Cortez.
Your name?
Junie Rafi Razor Rebel Cortez.
The elevator rises up and they enter a huge room full of high-tech equipment.
No. I'm kind of looking forward to retirement. Get back to all the projects and dreams I left behind.
Oh, stop it, Junie.
She pushes a giant plug into a socket.
Look, do you want your job back or not? That's right, reinstated, level 2. So now we can get back the missing transmuter.
How?
She presses a button and two metal chairs flip up out of the floor. She sits in one. A screen in front of her shows a live feed from the OSS building.
Looks like Gary and Gertie are about to get briefed on the Yukata assignment. We should listen in.
Words flash on the screen, access denied.
Is Ralph still at your office?
If they haven't cleaned it out yet.
He pulls up a view of his office. Ralph lies on his back on the desk. The bug flips onto all fours, responding to Junie's signal.
Ralph, get to the briefing room. We need you to spy on Gary and Gertie.
Make sure no one sees you.
Ralph scurries under the office door and hitches a ride on a trolley as it gets wheeled down a corridor. It crawls across the floor, narrowly missing people's footfalls. It spots a man carrying a briefcase. The bug hops onto it and then jumps down. It shoots a line up onto the arm of a boy with a box. Unaware, the boy continues walking. Ralph swings onto a woman's head, hiding in her hair. It finally crawls into the briefing room.
There is a Bermuda Triangle of sorts off the coast of Madagascar. As you may remember, this is an area where some of our OSS cargo ships have been disappearing.
Good boy, Ralph.
The survivors of these disappearances tell delusional tales of a mysterious island populated by strange creatures. Obviously, no landmass is located anywhere near there, so these tales were dismissed and the agents fired. However, the magnet ship that captured the Transmooker device was last seen in this same area. So, we need a small ship piloted by two small agents to go in and take a closer look. If you find anything out of the ordinary, you return, you report it back here.
We accept.
You bet we accept. Come home, Ralph. Good work. It's a great assignment, but Gary and Gertie have it, and I'm fired.
And I'm reassigning you to the OSS.
Don't tell me you're hacking into...
Already done. Level 2 status reinstated.
Carmen, you can't do this.
I already did it. I take it one step further. We're assigning ourselves to the Yukata assignment and programming a new destination for Gary and Gertie.
Now that I gotta be a part of.
He sits in the other metal chair.
State your name, please.
Gary Giggles.
Access denied.
He knows you're not him.
Woo! Confirmed.
He smirks at Carmen.
New destination.
How about Gobi Desert?
Stop it, Junie.
Well, I don't want your boyfriend to go so far away.
He's not my boyfriend.
Okay, then.
Destination confirmed.
There. What did we just do again?
We're gonna get the Transmooker device back so we can clear your name. We just have to solve the case before anybody finds out what we're up to. Are you with me?
Okay.
Then let's go.
They see the elevator ascending. They fire lines up to the ceiling and shoot out of sight. Machete, their tall uncle, exits the elevator with a metal crate.
Hello?
He looks up.
Hey, what are you doing up there?
Sorry, we thought you were somebody else.
Who gave you a key?
Did you forget who built you this place?
He kicks one of the chairs. Both of them flip over and fold into the floor.
Come down from there.
The siblings drop down. A table rises up from the floor.
I brought you all new gadgets. Check it out. The very latest spy watch. Total communication center right there on your wrist. Cell phone, internet access, satellite TV, you name it. That baby will do everything but tell you what time it is.
It doesn't tell time?
No. There was so much stuffed into it, there was no more room for the clock.
Well,
are you sure these are new? We can't be running around with outdated equipment.
Close your eyes and hold out your wrist. I'm going to give you the one gadget you should always carry.
A rubber band?
Nope. It's a Machete Elastic Wonder.
It's a rubber band.
Yeah, but it's also the world's greatest gadget. 999 uses. And the important thing is, you have to figure out what those uses are with this.
He's right. Use number one, a stylish bracelet.
Use number two.
She snaps the elastic on Junie's arm.
I'm gonna make a fortune with these.
The children arm themselves with gadgets. Junie dons sunglasses. Its lenses read Spy Dude. Now in the OSS docking bay.
Are you sure this is going to work?
Just be cool. As far as anybody knows, you're back on the force.
Hey, Uncle Felix.
Oh. I'm not your uncle.
I know, it's just easier to call you that. You don't mind, do you?
Of course not.
He pulls up his screen.
Well, welcome back, Junie. Says here you were reinstated.
Sure does, doesn't it?
He was fired when we hired all on the same day.
Okay, let me bring up the keys to the Dragon Spy 5.
He leaves.
cake.
6 o'clock.
Gary and Gertie arrive. Carmen grins.
Wow, you're looking good with the new gear, Carmen.
The latest stuff.
Very cool. Only we had that weeks ago. Here's what's really new.
Nanotechnology. Everything you're wearing is right here on my wrist. It's super accurate and oh so light. It even tells time.
How did you get that?
Well, it's all prototype, Junie. You can't be running around with those mass-produced gadgets. It just means everyone's got them. I always go with the prototype. Sure, they're a little buggy, but I can deal. I accidentally squashed them on my way out of the OSS building. Sorry about that. He was outdated anyway, so think of it as a mercy killing.
Junie takes Ralph. Felix returns.
Gary and Gertie giggles. You have assignment SEIKJU9. Good luck.
Don't hurt yourselves with that outdated gear. Remember, an agent is only as good as his gadgets.
He and Gertie enter their dragonfly-shaped submarine.
You have the Yukata assignment. Very nice. Good luck.
Junie gets into his own submarine with Carmen.
Thanks, Uncle Felix.
Not your uncle.
Later underwater, the siblings sit in the cockpit as the submarine glides on.
Nice sub.
Welcome to the Dragon Spy DLX.
Seems like they get more and more sophisticated each month.
Everything is automated.
Now picking your nose.
An automatic stick moves away from Junie's nose.
Little brothers.
The submarine weaves between giant stalagmites.
Let's check our lunchboxes for mission updates.
She presses some buttons and a small table rises up with two metal lunchboxes. She inserts her OSS badge into a slot and the box opens, revealing a burger, chips, and a fizzy drink.
Sorry, Ralph. You were the best spy in the force.
Junie, leave it alone. He's dead.
Thanks to your buddy, Gary.
It was an accident.
You like him and believe him?
I don't like him that much.
A screen in front of her fills up with pictures of Gary. She quickly closes them all and looks sheepishly at Junie.
Gary's a bad guy, Carmen.
Maybe I know that. I think I can change him.
I do not understand you.
And you never will.
French fry, sir.
The automated stick jabs him in the eye with the fry.
Strange. Tales of a mysterious island. Disappearing ships. Mysterious creatures. And yet no information anywhere on the OSS cargo or the magnet ship.
What's Donegan doing there? He wasn't OSS director yet.
These are old OSS secrets. And I know just the person we can call for advice.
Who?
What? When? Where?
Fluke floats in front of psychedelic patterns.
And why do I delight in?
What?
Do I intend to find this time?
Run around!
Jump down! Bounce and bound and...
Find another way to duck and hide.
This isle of dreams.
He smiles.
Hello? Yes. One moment, please.
Cut!
Thumb thumbs fall to the floor around him.
Who is it again?
Junie Cortez! What can I do for you?
I mean, you've done so much for me.
Your robot counterparts are the surprise hit characters of my show! Say hello.
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 Actually, Carmen wants a word with Mr. Minion.
Oh, he's right here.
Carmen and Junie robots glide away. Junie crashes into a wall.
Minion is practicing a four-part harmony.
You have 1 minute.
Minion, a man with four heads.
Bueno.
How you doing, Minion?
Things are a little floopy around here for my taste, but it's a living.
I need some information on your favorite subject, the OSS.
I need to make a call.
Okay, you ready? Yukata. Transmuker.
The president's daughter is unavailable. Next, press 1 to record.
Mean anything to you?
Smells like the work of Donegan Giggles. He had first contact with the Transmuker technology.
You think Donegan's the one behind all this?
You're talking to a man with 4 heads. Trust me, the guy's dirt.
What should we look for?
First, find the island. Then find the island man. That would have been Donegan's contact.
Okay. Thanks, Minion.
Be a good girl and swat your brother for me.
Oh, I will.
Something's wrong. Take the wheel.
Gotta go. Good luck.
Slow down. We're nearing destination zone. The radius where all the disappearances occurred is right here.
All the lights go out.
We've been shut down. Hold on to something.
The submarine crashes into the seabed. They try the controls.
All power's off. Even the emergency power. My flashlight doesn't even work.
We're stuck, aren't we?
Let's get out of here.
Through a voice-activated box.
Rebreathers. Rebreathers.
Gotta do it by hand.
What next?
She pulls open a drawer.
Nope. Hand crank.
She winds open the doors and they climb out holding glow sticks.
Unbelievable.
Low tech.
They trudge into a tunnel with knee-deep water.
Here we go.
Putting on small breathing masks, they dive into the lower part of the tunnel and swim further down. They emerge into a small chamber and find diving suits hanging from hooks. They look around the compact space.
Should we travel light or heavy?
We may not be coming back down here. Let's go heavy.
Inflated suits?
We don't have much choice.
They both put on the baggy diving suits. Carmen opens the hatch.
At least the masks work. I think it's because they're valve operated, not electrical based. So strange.
Good luck!
You too! Stay close!
The chamber fills with water. They swim out of the submarine. They punch their suits, which inflate like enormous balloons. They break the surface and bob in the water.
Oh, great! I'm fat!
Was it supposed to do this?
It has an electrical automatic shutoff, which didn't work. Luckily, we ran out of air before the suits exploded.
Well, we can still laugh.
At what?
At whatever you can imagine Gary and Gertie are doing right about now.
Meanwhile, in a desert, Gary and Gertie climb out of their submarine. Puzzled, they spin around scanning their surroundings.
Gertie, where are we?
Well, according to my coordinates, they are... 3, 3.
They fall into a hole full of animal excrete. Camels surround them. Now at the OSS, Ingrid walks into Gregorio's office.
I like your new office. It's smaller. Cozy.
Especially smaller.
She gives him some photos.
Oh. So many successful missions.
Amazing, isn't it? Remember this one?
Oh. Which mission is that?
Mexico.
Of course. Actually, that was the one mission we never accomplished.
Ingrid, don't start with your parents again.
It's funny you should mention them.
No, When I mentioned your parents, it's the exact opposite of funny.
Doesn't it bother you that we never got their full blessing? Frankly, you deserve another chance
all
to show
right,
them.
All right, all right. Invite them if you want, but I won't be here. Tell them that I have to go on another mission, that we're having a little problem on the moon.
My father loves the moon.
He swivels around in his chair and eyes her suspiciously.
You invited them on Friday, didn't you?
Define invite.
Cortez's!
What?
I have some bad news. May I come in?
Certainly, sir.
Yes, sir.
Great.
Gregorio quickly tidies up his desk. Ingrid stands beside him. They force a smile as Donegan enters. He strides up to the desk.
Two of our Spy Kid operatives are lost on the Yukata assignment.
Your children have their assignment.
I'm so sorry, Donegan. How can we help?
Actually, my children are safe. Somewhere in the Gobi Desert, I believe. I'm sorry to say that Carmen and Junie are somehow the ones on the Yukata assignment. A computing error of some kind.
Communications?
None. Their Dragon spy ship doesn't show up on radar or satellite. Greg, Ingrid, you guys risked your lives once before to save me. Let me go now and personally bring your children back.
No, thank you. Thank you, Donegan, but respectfully, we have to do this ourselves. If you could provide tactical backup and surveillance support of our efforts, we'll leave immediately.
Okay. Yeah.
Donegan flinches as Gregorio tosses gadgets to Ingrid, which she deftly catches. The couple stride down the corridor.
Ingrid? I know this may be a bad time, but, your parents are here.
Next in the docking bay, the couple strap on gadgets. Ingrid sports sunglasses. Its lenses read Spy Mama. Gregorio opens a small box and then sports a pencil mustache on his face. Grandma, a short-haired woman, and Grandpa, a gray-haired man in a wheelchair, watch on.
But you guys told me you were coming next Tuesday. This is a very dangerous assignment, and you have to wait here.
Well, we want to help.
Don't worry. You taught me everything I know.
Yes. But not everything we know.
Of course not, Dad. See you in a few hours. Thanks, everyone.
She tosses Gregorio a key and they step into a boat. She blows her mother a kiss. Gregorio waves at Grandma and she glares at him.
I still don't like him.
Meanwhile, Carmen and Junie bob in the water.
Junie? Was that there before?
An island looms in front of them.
Was it? Are you kicking me? I'm way over here. I felt something against my foot. There's something under me. Come look. I don't see anything, Junie. Let's just concentrate on getting to shore.
A monster with dragon-like head rises up behind them.
It's about 200 yards. We kick steadily at 1 foot per kick.
A second head appears.
We'll reach it in, 25 minutes? I don't know. The calculator doesn't work.
The heads each snap at the inflated suits.
Oh, Judy, what did you do? The air's coming out of our suit! We're heading toward shore!
One monster head disappears underwater, dragging its snake-like body along and revealing the other head to be its tail. Now Carmen's and Junie's suits deflate as they crawl onto the beach. He hauls a heavy kit bag behind him.
Travel heavy! Good idea!
All right. Give it a rest.
They take off their suits.
Okay. We're gonna set up a campsite, put up the tent, build a little fire, and roast marshmallows.
She throws down two small pods.
I can't believe this.
What happened?
Nothing, that's just it. That was supposed to make an instant campfire, and that was supposed to make a shelter.
None of our gadgets work.
I mean, we have to use our heads?
Yes.
Ouch.
One of the waiters watches them through binoculars.
big office. Director of the OSS's office. Big.
He pours himself a coffee and jumps atop small moving towers. He reaches his desk, which stands perched on a larger tower in the middle of an enormous office. He sits down and uses his keyboard. The waiter appears on a screen behind him.
Did you find the source of equal or greater power?
It emanates from the north side of the island.
Have you located the island man?
He's somewhere underground.
Yeah, we'll start digging. I'm on my way.
Back on the island, Junie lies in a hammock built out of branches and leaves. Carmen peers at the sea and then marches over to him.
Come on, Junie. Let's go check out the island.
I just set up camp. See?
He activates a fan of leaves.
Sure wish Gary was here. He'd want to find out who was behind all this.
She kicks a stick which supports the hammock. He falls down.
Oh, man. All right, let's go.
They walk up a hilltop.
This is amazing! Check out that rock!
Looks like a hot dog.
Uh-huh.
Well, I've seen enough. Let's go back to the beach.
What? Listen. I hear something humming.
They duck. A waiter standing on a huge magnet flies past them.
Somebody here has power. We need to find out who and for what.
Meanwhile, Gary and Gertie travel in their submarine.
Destination, Yukata. Estimated time of arrival, 1 minute and counting.
How fast are you going?
85 knots.
Well, go faster.
With pleasure.
Faster.
The submarine begins to shudder.
Faster.
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 Broke the fast thingy.
Faster!
The vehicle crashes into the seabed. The siblings shoot forward and their faces get squashed against the canopy glass.
All right. Now what?
Next, they break surface wearing red inflated suits.
This is terrific. You know, this is just great. You really did it this time, Gertie.
Are you kicking me?
No. We're over here, cheeseball.
The two-headed monster rises up. They snap their jaws from the siblings' heads and then rear up. The monster smashes down on the water, sending the siblings bouncing onto the beach. Their suits deflate and they struggle to their feet.
Come here.
He tries to use one of the gadgets strapped around his arm.
Wait!
She points to Carmen's and Junie's discarded suits.
Save it for the Cortezes.
Excellent idea.
I don't get it. I saw it go through this wall. What's your assessment, Junie?
I think better with food in my belly.
A snack bar.
I think we should go up there and check it out.
Up there? To the top of the volcano?
Yep.
Not even if my micro-grapplers were working.
Gary, be brave enough to do it.
Nope. Nothing you can say can change my mind.
Their eyes widen in horror.
What did you just say?
I didn't.
The nearby trees shake.
Reaching to the top!
They dash towards the volcano as a huge gorilla-like head briefly pops out from the trees. Now Carmen and Junie reach the volcano. He peers over the edge.
Volcano!
Junie, stay back.
She steadies him.
It's not active.
A flying pig swoops over them.
Junie!
He falls into the volcano. She quickly clips a rope to a branch and dives in. She catches his foot.
Tractor was working. I'd get us both back up there. okay. I'm gonna grab your hand.
He grabs her free hand and almost slips.
Okay.
He climbs up her body. Her phone drops down.
My cell phone.
The rope starts to break.
Why'd you stop? Anything wrong?
Close your eyes.
Why?
Junie grimaces. They plummet down the shaft of the volcano. She folds her arms as she falls. She looks Junie, who poses with his elbow resting on an invisible surface.
How long have we been falling?
I don't know. My watch doesn't tell time.
Best guess.
I'd say about 3 hours.
Feels like 4.
They both wear bored expressions. Now they both recline on their fronts with their chins in their cupped hands. He takes out his snack bar.
How could you be eating at a time like this?
You know that tickling sensation you get when you fall?
Of course.
That pretty much went away after the first hour.
Ground!
They float over a large model of the volcano. She spots a lean man hiding.
Who are you? You see something? Over there, hiding.
What do you want?
I want to get down. I'm Carmen Cortez, special agent of the OSS.
I'm Romero, sole inhabitant of this island of Leaky Leaky. Sole human inhabitant, that is. And you are?
Tired and hungry.
Nice to meet you, tired and hungry.
He pushes a rock lever.
Careful, you'll crush my island!
Sorry, we just fell 4 hours. We're a little clumsy right now.
You weren't falling. It was an illusion.
He puts on a pair of cracked spectacles.
Magic?
Hot steam shoots up from the model volcano.
Science. Quickly, we must get somewhere safe.
He rushes up a flight of steps. The siblings follow him into a spacious tent constructed from branches and cloth.
I'm a genetic specialist. I needed a controlled environment for my experiments.
The creatures we've been hearing?
My experiments run amok.
What happened?
Romero pulls on a rope and the room darkens.
I thought I would make a fortune from it. Kids everywhere would have their own miniature zoos, right there in their bedrooms.
Miniature zoo?
God's creatures. At a manageable scale.
He opens the doors of a miniature stockade. Tiny animals parade out.
Unbelievable.
I called it Romero's Zoo. Genetically miniaturized animals. Lions, tigers, bears, penguins.
He rolls a tiny barrel to Junie.
Monkeys.
Monkeys in a barrel.
Careful. Careful.
The monkeys run up Junie's arm and hide in his curly hair. Carmen picks them out.
One day I accidentally mixed up 2 or 3 different test tubes and created a new species altogether.
Flash. He holds up 2 test tubes, one with blue liquid and the other red. Back in the tent.
Romero's Zoo 2. An entirely new miniature zoo. Where each species is unlike any creature you've ever seen.
Hybrid animals.
Horsefly? Catfish.
A monkey with spider legs.
Spider monkey?
A bull with a frog's hind legs.
Bullfrog.
A lizard with a snake's head.
Slizzards.
Cool.
Stay away from those. And so I started to think. If only I could make them all a wee bit bigger. You know, for kids with meatier hands. That's where things went very wrong. I applied a growth serum. And they took to it all too well.
Flash, he pours a green serum on a tiny slizzard. It instantly grows in size. He scrambles back and accidentally pours the solution into his miniature zoo.
I've been locked up in here ever since. I'm afraid to go out there again.
He pulls on the rope and the tent brightens.
They've tried to gobble me up on more than one occasion. Why do they despise me so? I created them.
He stares off thoughtfully and lowers his glasses.
Do you think God stays in heaven because he too lives in fear of what he's created? Here on Earth? Stop looking at me like that. I'm no loon.
What I'm still trying to figure out is why this island doesn't show up on even our most advanced satellites.
I created a cloaking device to shield my island from curious eyes. Anything electronically powered that comes within a mile radius instantly shuts down. Any radar that passes over me is displaced, creating the illusion that my island doesn't exist.
A transmooker device.
How did you know?
Your cloaking device is highly coveted. People everywhere are trying to get their hands on it. Are you sure we're the only humans here?
They return to the cave housing the model of the island.
There they are. Two children, judging by their size.
What is this?
It's a miniature of the island.
He drops his tiny hybrids onto the model.
Center point of the volcano provides a gravitational basis for which my miniature creatures can line up exactly to their larger clone counterparts.
So wherever your miniature creatures are on this model, that's where the bigger ones are outside?
Correct. I can keep track of their whereabouts this way. See? The two intruder children are being chased by a slither.
Gary and Gertie.
Leave them.
We have to go help them.
They shouldn't be snooping around my island to begin with.
I'm with you, dude.
We have to help them.
I'm not going out there. I'll be eaten.
He hurries away.
What a bizarre man.
Next, she and Junie race onto the island.
Yes! Somebody!
Help. What are you guys doing down there?
It's real funny, clown. Get us out.
We tried to activate our micro-crafflers, but they didn't deploy.
Nothing works here.
Yeah, we know that now. Thanks for the update, Carrot Top.
Junie, come back. They need our help.
Oh, I'll help them. I want to get him back over here so I can push him back over myself.
Hurry up.
Come on.
Here, Gary. Give me a hand.
Thank you, Carrot.
She smiles shyly. Junie scowls.
Here, Gertie. Give me your hand.
Just wait till my father gets here.
Your father's coming?
Next, they head towards Romero's tent.
Where are you taking me now, Carmen?
Hold on.
They enter. Carmen looks around.
Why are you still hiding? We're kids, not monsters.
What's the difference?
Relax. They're OSS agents as well.
Level one?
They're Donegan's kids.
Agent Donegan?
You work for the OSS, don't you?
I work for a man named Donegan.
Who is this guy?
Donegan's not interested in your creatures.
Why not?
The transmooker device that hides your island. That's what Donegan really wants.
That's not nearly as interesting.
Now that Donegan's head of the OSS, he has the power to take it from you.
What are you babbling about now, Junie?
The transmooker you took from the president's daughter, Gary. It was just a prototype.
The real transmooker device is here on this island. It's even more powerful and can shut down all technology on the planet.
You said your father's on his way. I think he's coming to pick it up.
You're all liars.
Do you really think you're going to turn us on our own father?
Did your dad tell you the mission you went on was just a setup for Carmen and me? Why not?
He has his reasons. That's what being a good spy is all about. Trust no one.
How to be a spy. We've read it.
Well, read it again. A good spy makes no binding connections with family or friends.
Well, I don't believe in that, do you?
If you want to be a good spy, you better believe it. My father is a great spy, so let's grow up, shall we? Whatever my father's done, it's what it takes to play in the big world. Like it or not. Come on, Gertie, let's go.
They leave.
He's right.
Oh, why can't you side with me just once?
There are no sides. You're right and he's right too. That's what being a spy means.
Well, I don't like it.
Then quit.
I will.
You're right.
Meanwhile, a large submarine with the word Mothership written on the side glides in the ocean. Gregorio and Ingrid each sit at a console and pilot the sub. They press buttons and peer at screens in front of them.
Donegan was right. Their dragon spy doesn't show up anywhere on radar.
I am not interested in finding their sub.
Remember that year I insisted on doing the children's dental work? Myself?
How could I forget?
Well, I installed a non-electrical tracking device in their teeth. My own invention. But I haven't been able to test it. Until now.
Honey, it works.
Well, hard to believe. But according to this, they are in the middle of the ocean.
Above sea level. But where they are on the map, there's no land mass. How can that be?
The submarine jolts.
Now what?
Something's got us.
He holds up his forefinger and looks knowingly at her. He pushes aside his steering wheel and creeps up to a covered porthole. Ingrid inches towards him. He gives her a little shrug and presses a button. The porthole cover slides open, revealing Grandma. Gregorio's hair briefly stands straight up before being slicked back again.
What is it?
Your mother.
Mom?
We wanted to join you.
Are you nuts?
We needed a bigger boat.
And we brought real food. None of that freeze-dried stuff you think so chic.
Son-in-law. Make yourself useful.
Why are you here?
We wanted to help get our grandchildren back.
We will get our grandchildren back.
Gracias. Oh, wait. You've got something on your lip.
What?
Got it.
She rips off his mustache.
Mom, Dad, I am a big girl now, and I can take care of myself, okay? And Gregorio and I, we can take care of finding our children.
You don't seem to understand. This isn't you and Gregorio simply saving the world again. This time, we all have much more to lose if you fail. Carmen and Juni.
You cannot come with us. It is too dangerous.
Oh, you mean, we can't handle ourselves, huh?
Grandma pulls up her sleeves and Grandpa presses a button on his wheelchair. They both sprout mechanical wings. Grandpa's chair hovers off the floor.
May I have my mustache back?
Now in the tent.
If Donegan really is on his way, we have to destroy the transmuker. Where is it?
The other side of the island. Not easy to get to. The journey alone is more dangerous than the transmuker itself. I made sure of it.
Show us.
You're not going out there, are you?
We don't have much choice, do we?
With those monsters running around?
I don't believe they're monsters. Maybe you shouldn't either.
Well, what should I believe?
I don't know. You're always in here hiding. Maybe they just want to be with you.
Be with me? They want to be picking me out of their teeth is what they want to be.
You just gotta show them who's boss.
You're not afraid?
Juni shakes his head.
First thing you gotta do is fall into this pit.
Next, the siblings arrive in a valley. Giant magnets hover nearby.
How does it work? Supposedly, they run magnetically.
They stand on the magnet.
We should be able to ride over a determined path.
He holds a smaller magnet like a steering wheel and they zip away. Gary and Gary emerge from their hiding spot in the valley.
We have to get the transmuker before they do.
Right.
They run over to a magnet and get on. Meanwhile, Romero stares at his island model.
Slizzards. Oh, no.
Now Carmen and Juni soar over a river. She glances back.
This is cool.
Carmen looks down. Slizzards wrap themselves around her ankle.
Juni! Juni! I think we should get off now. Why? Trust me!
The slizzard lands on the steering magnet.
Up now!
The siblings dive off the magnet vehicle. Gary and Gertie fly past.
Gary and Gertie, I told you they were following us.
Meanwhile, in her room, Alexandra writes in a book.
You have one new message. Message one.
Hello, Alexandra, it's me, Agent Juni Cortez. I'm on a mission. I know I shouldn't be, but I had an idea for you and your father. Simply tell him you need to talk to him. Tell him it's nothing urgent, but someday it might be urgent. And you need to open the communication lines right now. So give me a call. Love to hear from you. And right now, it's about... telling me I forgot my watch. It's until time. And then...
something's wrong. Take the wheel.
Gotta go. Good luck.
Judy!
End of message.
Now on the mothership.
Gregorio, the signal requires that you go around it.
He won't listen to you, mother. He wants to make sure he loses the children again.
If you would only listen to us and do what we're saying, you're tracking them all wrong. Ingrid, tell him he's tracking them all wrong.
Mom, Dad, I have told you before and I will tell you again. No backseat driving. When Gregorio is at the wheel, no one tells him what to do.
She lays a hand on the wheel.
Turn here, honey.
Gregorio glares.
Sorry.
You're sure you're reading that map correctly?
The coordinates correspond to Carmen and Juni's current position. These are my children. And I will find them my way!
Blah, blah, blah. I never understand a single word he's saying. Never.
Not only were we set up, but I bet Donegan knew all along that you'd hack your way into taking this assignment.
I was wondering the same thing.
She takes out a pair of tweezers.
Juni, open up.
What?
Dad installed these trackers in case we ever got lost.
She pulls out a green tooth.
Ow! Ow!
Hurry, take mine out.
And why are we doing this?
When we get lost, who saves us?
Mom and Dad.
Now, if Mom and Dad also disappear, who's gonna stop Donegan from using the transmuker device? Donegan wants us all together so we can destroy the island and all of us with it.
Mom and Dad? Even Romero?
We can't let Mom and Dad find us. Or Donegan wins.
A big sacrifice.
Family is sacrifice.
She smashes the tooth with a stone. On the mothership.
What happened? What did you just do?
Carmen's location disappears from the screen.
We lost Carmen.
And Juni?
Juni's still online.
Carmen hands Juni the stone.
I love you.
That can't be.
Okay. What do we do?
She looks expectantly at Gregorio.
I don't know.
He hangs his head. Ingrid stares at the screen thoughtfully.
Maybe this is like the mission of the spies who didn't want to be found.
You know, if they don't want to be found, maybe their position is compromised.
Grandpa touches the key on his necklace and eyes Gregorio before smiling.
Now, Gregorio, don't tell me you didn't have a backup plan. Ingrid, was Juni wearing that charm necklace I sent him for Christmas last year?
He never takes it off.
Then we got him. I was worried about Juni's well-being, so I put a tracer in his necklace. There he is.
Dad?
Are you sure you don't want me to take over the wheel?
That's funny.
Grandpa and Grandma high five. The submarine surges forward. Back on the island.
Back to work. Where are we?
Well, not far from the antechamber. I think it's behind us.
A giant spider monkey appears before them. The siblings freeze in fear.
Maybe it's friendly.
Maybe it's not. Let's go!
They turn and dive into a hole. They drop into a small pool of water in a cave. Up above, Gary and Gertie peer into the hole.
It's an underwater cave. We'll have to go all the way around.
That'll take all day. There must be a faster...
Two lizards appear. Gary and Gertie nod to each other and smile. Meanwhile, a huge golden moai-like statue stands in a vast underground chamber.
Wow. What is this place? Do you think that's real gold? Gross. This is so slimy. I hate mold.
I can hear your thoughts.
What?
And you can hear mine. Our mouths aren't moving, but we can hear what we're thinking. Say something.
He speaks, but no sound comes out.
How strange. We can only communicate by thought.
Magic.
Think something.
Your feet stink.
I wonder...
She takes off her shoe and sniffs it. She grimaces.
Okay, this place is really weird. Let's go.
Good thinking.
They climb up a set of stone steps and arrive at another chamber filled with treasure.
Now this is more like it. Treasure. Skeletons. Dead skeletons.
Is there any other kind?
Two skeletons stand facing each other, each pulling at a necklace with a golden pendant.
This must have been where the pirate prisoners and treasure were kept.
She shrugs and throws away a small gold bust. He crouches and examines the pendant. He rubs his chin mischievously.
This must have been a pretty special necklace for them to die fighting over it. Necklace to rule them all.
Put it back, Junie.
I didn't take it yet.
I can read your mind. Remember, this land is ancient and cursed. If you take anything, you'll doom us both. Let's go.
He starts to follow her and stops. He steps closer to the pendant and furtively glances over his shoulder. He slowly reaches out and grabs the necklace. He looks between the skeletons and then runs off after Carmen. The skeletons turn their heads. Junie joins Carmen in the passageway.
Come on! I think I found a way out.
Which way?
I don't know. You pick, right or left.
Right.
They hurry down that path and emerge back in the first chamber.
Wait a minute.
Oh no! We went in a circle.
What?
Come on, let's try it again.
She rushes into the treasure chamber.
Come on, Junie! I know what we did wrong. We've gotta go left.
The skeletons have all disappeared from the walls.
Maybe I should put this back. Where are the dead skeletons?
Carmen heads down the passageway, activating her glow stick. He picks up a sword from the floor and dashes out onto the island. Carmen stands at the edge of the rocky outcrop. Skeletons climb towards her and she fights them off.
Help me!
Two armed skeletons attack Junie. He swipes at them and goes to help Carmen. The siblings punch and send the skeletons flying off the outcrop. They turn in horror as the skeletons all reassemble themselves. Junie parries the skeleton's attacks.
Why is this happening? I don't know!
He pops the skeleton's head off and it immediately puts it back on.
Told me not to. Why would I?
The flying pig swoops in and carries Carmen away. He fights a skeleton and the creature disarms him.
Wait!
He takes out the necklace from his pocket.
I'm sorry.
A skeleton snatches it back and turns away. Another tries to take it and they both grapple for it. Now the pig drops Carmen into a giant nest. Gary already sits in it.
You too, huh?
Yeah. Where's your brother? Did he get eaten?
No. He's out there, looking for Junie. You know he squashed Junie's bug on purpose.
Yeah, I know.
Now he wants to squash Junie.
Don't you think we should get out of here?
The nest is in a towering tree. Meanwhile, at the Aztec City ruins.
Carmen! I'm dreaming. I am totally dreaming.
He takes out his snack bar.
And I'm hungry, too.
He goes to eat and the spider monkey appears holding a staff. Junie looks at his snack bar and frowns as the creature moves closer.
You like honey roasted ham and potatoes, don't you?
That's what flavor this is.
Highly nutritious. Packed with protein and the essential carbs.
He tosses the snack bar and the spider monkey eats it.
Everything a growing centaur needs. You're welcome.
Gary arrives on the back of a slizzard.
Well, well, well. Your friend likes freeze-dried. So does mine.
Junie goes to attack and the spider monkey stops him with his staff. It swings Junie onto its back.
All right, buddy. Let's kick their butts.
We're waiting.
Come on. Can't let you bust up my dad's machine, Junie.
The slizzard grabs the spider monkey's staff between its jaws.
So I guess I'll just have to bust you up.
We can take them! We can take them, Orion! We can take them!
The slizzard throws the spider monkey to the edge of the precipice.
Must try and help them. Must.
So, even if your dad is behind all this, you'd still side with him over what's right?
Right? How do you ever know what's right?
Trust me. When the moment comes, you'll know.
They look up.
I think that moment's come.
The flying pig swoops down and the girls jump. Carmen grabs Gertie and releases a parachute, softening their landing.
Come on!
Show him who's boss. Show him who's boss. I'm the boss.
He unlocks the tent door. He hesitates and opens a small hatch in the door. An enormous eye stares at him. He quickly locks the door again. Now the slizzard lunges. The spider monkey dodges but falls over the edge. It manages to grab onto the slizzard's tail.
Forward, go, man!
Gary and the slizzard get pulled towards the precipice. The creature wraps its long neck around an obelisk. Junie and the spider monkey climb back to safety. The obelisk breaks and falls towards them. The spider monkey pushes Junie aside as the tower crashes down on it.
Your creature's lame. So are you, lame-o. It's all over for you, Squirt. Too bad your dork sister's not here to cheer me on.
Swinging on a vine, Carmen kicks him off the slizzard's back and drops down. The skeletons sit nearby and applaud as they watch. The slizzard goes to attack. The spider monkey traps it in a giant tangle of web and beats its own chest triumphantly. Junie gapes in wonder. Carmen strikes a fighting pose and faces Gary. He gets up and steps up to her.
I don't want to hurt you, Carmen.
You're so full of shit, talking mushrooms.
The skeletons wriggle with excitement.
Put it down, Carmen.
He lowers one of her raised fists. She punches him. He staggers back in disbelief and clutches his nose in pain.
Oh! Okay. Gertie, your little assistant's here.
Don't look at me, brother. You're fighting a girl. You're gonna lose.
Carmen goes over to Junie.
I'm siding with you.
Thanks.
But just this once.
She helps him to his feet.
Cortez.
The spider monkey blocks him with his staff. Junie gives a thumbs up and the creature does the same.
You gonna help me or not?
Gertie rolls her eyes and marches over to him. Now Donagon leads a swarm of helicopters towards the island. Meanwhile, three large magnets pointing upwards stand in a chamber at the top of a stone tower. A larger-sized transmuker revolves above it in a sphere of blue light.
Well, there it is.
How do you know?
Because it's big and weird and in the middle of the room.
Good point.
They step closer to the device. Junie reaches out towards the transmuker.
Careful, Junie. If you don't shut it down right, you can bring the entire world to an end.
Thanks.
I'm serious.
Well, we have to shut it down. This turns that off. And that turns this off.
Said there's something tricky about the third switch.
He pulls down two levers and consults a map.
Too late, Gary. We got here first. Just stand up against the wall like a good boy and leave us alone.
Nice try, but we brought friends this time.
Romero, what are you doing outside of your cage?
I have no idea.
Donagon and his waiter goons enter.
Donagon.
Hello, agents. Warming it up for me? You ready to cooperate this time, Romero?
Good.
This should be pain and simple.
Junie pulls the third lever.
What did I do?
You started the transmoker!
Well, you said three switches!
The entire world will shut down instantly! Good going, Cheeseball!
What do we do?
You must bind together the three toggle switches!
Carmen and Junie struggle to hold up the levers.
They won't stay up! Machete Elastic Wonder!
She wraps the elastic band around the levers and the chamber stops shaking. She grabs the transmuker.
Give it to me. Give it!
Dad.
Give it to me. Give it to me. Or else.
Give it to him, Carmen.
She flings the device away and the flying pig catches it.
Where'd it go? Where'd it go?
I don't know. The spork took it.
Back to its nest. I know where the nest is, Dad. I also have Romero's instruction book.
Hey.
Brat. Come on!
Next, Gertie leads her father and his team of goon waiters through the forest. Carmen, Junie, and Romero trail after them.
GPS satellite, you dope.
Wait a minute. How can this be?
When you took out the transmuker, the island cloaking device was shut down.
Then what are we doing on foot?
Little Romero.
Jets shoot out of Carmen's shoes and she takes off. Junie somersaults as he flies after her. Next, Gertie reaches the tree housing the nest.
Dad, come on!
Okay, Magnum Man, I'm gonna need a human ladder starting right here.
Carmen!
Carmen zooms into the nest and stretches her machete elastic band, making a handle to carry the transmuker.
What?
An agent's only as good as her gadgets.
She soars away, followed by Junie, who waves cheerily at Gary. Donagon opens up his watch, which unfolds into a miniature phone.
They're heading for the beach.
Meanwhile, on the beach, Romero stands by the edge of the water as his hybrid animals close in on him. He closes his eyes and braces himself. The creatures sniff him. He opens his eyes and a slizzard licks his face. He pets the slizzard and a tortoise kangaroo hybrid and smiles.
The kid was right.
Elsewhere on the beach, Carmen and Junie land on the sand. She grabs the shelter pod from the ground and then sets it down. She activates it with her watch and it grows to a large tent. The siblings hurry inside. She quickly sets up her laptop and starts working.
What are you doing? Trying to remote pilot our submarine to the surface so we can get out of here. Get on your GPS and see where Mom and Dad are.
This can't be right. This shows that they're right next to us.
The tent tips onto its side and folds up before disappearing. Grandma grins.
Oh no!
That's no way to greet your grandparents. Come on.
Grandpa!
Ah, Junie! Come here.
He touches Junie's necklace.
Always take this with you, wherever you go. And I'll always be there.
I promise, Grandpa. Not you guys!
Oh, you don't want to be rescued. You don't want to be saved. It's all right. We thought you might need us.
Hey, Mom. Two spies who didn't want to be found?
Yes.
I like your thinking, but you know what? Those spies didn't have me for a mom.
Come on.
Thank you.
Hey. I'll always need you.
Gregorio smiles.
Come on.
Carmen, Elizabeth, Juanita, and everybody.
Okay.
All right, information.
Okay.
Quick.
We have a transmuger device, but we need to get off this island right now.
What do you think we're here for? Let's go.
They start to run.
We'll explain it on the way. You won't believe who's behind us.
Couldn't be any more perfect.
It's better not be what I think it is. It's all being taken care of. Eh?
Get the transmuger device, Felix.
Sorry, Gregorio.
He takes the transmuger from Carmen and joins Donagon and his team. Donagon uses the transmuger prototype as the Cortezes aim their guns.
A little power goes a long way, doesn't it? Reprogram this one, Gertie. I want to start by wiping the Cortez family from the face of the Earth.
Uncle Felix, how could you?
I'm not your uncle.
But we treated you like family.
Donagon said if I joined him, he wouldn't get rid of me like he's gonna do to you guys.
Can't argue with that.
Do you still have power in your watch?
Yep. Programming complete, Father.
Thank you, Gertie.
Try remote piloting the choppers.
Two choppers hover over the Magna Men.
Well, Cortezes, any last words?
None that I can say in front of my children.
Not to mention your mother.
The Magna Men vibrate wildly and then stick up to the undersides of the choppers. The helicopters fly away.
Let's settle this the old-fashioned way.
He kicks sand in Donagon's face.
Kick his butt!
Yeah, kick his butt! Yeah! Now, like.
They kick each other's butts.
Headbutt!
The two men headbutt each other and fall flat on their backs.
Sleeper hold! Use his own weight against him!
Locked in a stranglehold, Gregorio nods. They fall flat on their backs again. Everyone winces.
Do what I showed you last night! Suplex!
Gregorio hoists Donagon onto his shoulder and collapses under his weight.
Oh! Even I can fight better than that!
Mom! Triple backflip!
Gregorio does backflips and stops in front of Donagon, who hits him with the larger transmuger. Gregorio sways and collapses. Donegan aims the device at the others, Grandma and Grandpa push Ingrid and the children aside. Gregorio recovers and throws himself in front of them as a human shield. The transmuker sparks up.
Gertie? What did you... Why?
Oh, don't even get me started. Just wait till Mom finds out you try to take over the world again.
No, please, please, please. Don't tell your mother. Please.
She winks at Carmen. A fleet of cars with propellers fly over the beach. Felix holds the transmuker prototype and a lizard eats it. Romero sits on its back and smiles proudly, gesturing to his other hybrids. Now suited guards stand beside the president and Alexandra. He kisses the top of her head. Donegan waves to him. Alexandra marches over to Gary.
Hello there, Mr. President.
By order of the president, you've been temporarily disavowed.
She takes his ID and strides up to Donegan. She points to him and the president nods.
You're fired.
Looks like I lost this round, but I'll be back.
Hopefully you're on the good side next time.
We'll see, but you never know.
Don't worry. You get down one, I'll straighten him out.
You go, Gertie.
They bump fists. Gregorio springs to his feet.
You tried to save us? Why?
Gregorio extends his hand and Grandpa takes it.
Because you're my family. You know, there isn't a man on this earth we'd ever think would be good enough for our daughter, but...
You come pretty close.
Gregorio winks at them and goes to Ingrid. Alexandra steps up to them.
By order of the president, you are the new director of the OSS. Congratulations.
Grandpa and Grandma gape. Ingrid smiles proudly. Alexandra walks over to Junie.
Level one.
No thanks.
You don't want it?
I'm leaving the OSS. I've seen what it takes to be a top spy, and I think I can be better used to the world by just being the best me.
Well, what about all the cool gadgets?
Got the best gadget right here. Use number one, a stylish bracelet. See you around?
Yes.
Next, he and his family step on board the mothership. He and Carmen hear each other's thoughts.
Say it.
What?
I told you so.
He holds her hand.
Never.
Wait!
He gives a small box to Junie.
Thank you.
You got it, boss.
Romero waves as the submarine starts to pull away. Junie opens the box and a miniature spider monkey scurries onto his shoulder. The life-size spider monkey beats its chest on the beach and the miniature version copies it. Junie waves back at Romero and the hybrids. The submarine flies off into the sunset. The spork flaps its wings nearby. Now Ralph limps across a black background on crutches and pulls down the first of the closing credits. Written and directed by Robert Rodriguez. Produced by Elizabeth DeVellum. Nighttime, a theater marquee reads Island of Lost Dreams. Inside, the audience pumped their fists excitedly. Carmen cowers in the wings and turns to Machete.
Carmen! I am not going out there!
Oh, yes, you are! You're a spy, you're undercover, and you have to make them think you're a pop star!
I can't sing!
Who can these days? I can't tell you how many artists have used my Machete miracle microphone.
I can't sing.
This'll make you dance like Britney Lopez.
Hey, what about me?
This will make you play like Angus Ben Santana.
Cool.
Now get out there and rock!
Carmen hurries onto the stage. Antonio Banderas as Gregorio Cortez. Carla Gugino as Ingrid Cortez. Alexa Peña Vega as Carmen Cortez. Daryl Sabara as Juni Cortez. Steve Buscemi as Romero. Danny Trejo as Machete. Ricardo Montalban as Grandpa. Colin Taylor as Grandma. Juni brings Carmen a belt. She straps it on and starts to dance. Grinning, Machete plays with the belt's controls and makes Carmen gyrate her hips. She breakdances. A display on the belt's controller reads Spanish. She struts off the stage and Juni plays his guitar. He falls back on the audience and crowd surfs. Describe video provided by BMI. Machete checks the controller and peeps. Carmen's dancing grows frenetic. She and Juni bow to the audience. They run up to Machete, who stares on wide-eyed.
What, are you surprised your gadgets work?
I just realized I never put any batteries in this.
Closing credits continue to roll. Now a worker takes down Gary's framed photo and replaces with a picture of a dog in a cap and sunglasses.
Action.
Next, a series of outtakes. Juni does a ballet leap and falls.
Back to one.
Gertie makes a face. Carmen and Juni sing in between takes. Juni strokes the pendant.
My precious. We're nearing the destination zone. We're all... We're nearing destination zone. The location radius from all the disappearance. Stop! Okay. We're nearing destination zone. For all the Stop! I know it! I don't know it! Juni! Take wheel! What is... What is it?
Gregorio and Ingrid dance dramatically. He dips her and drops her. He quickly helps her up and they hurry off. Now Dinky arrives at the island in a rowing boat. He gets out and heads towards Romero.
Well, 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 woo! Man, you're not an easy man to find. You and your island are... Leaky.
I'm Dinky. Winks, that is. Heard you had a wild place here, and,
Well, sir,
I was thinking you might be interested in a little, business proposition. You ready? Theme park! Think about it. Families on safari, crazy critters running all over the place. Hey there, fella.
A slizzard snaps at his hand.
Whoa!
See it already, can't you? Huh? We'd be great together.
What do you say?
Now in the treehouse, the elevator door slams shut. The metal chairs rise up from the floor.